Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tresivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. We talk on a regular basis. We work a lot together on some of these reports you do. I wanted to talk about the fact that you've just published your 2020 edition of the U.S. Floor Report. Before we get to that, though, you being an economist, I want to just run an old factoid by you. Did you hear the other day that the Internal Revenue Service has picked up $100 billion in additional revenue in 18 versus 17, despite the tax cut? Did you hear that?
Yes, and I've seen it in the numbers from the general revenue growth of the federal government. A lot of people like to criticize trickle-down economics, but you can't argue with the facts.
All right, so the 2020 U.S. Floor Report, this is a 400-page book. I mean, if you want to know what's going on in the business, whether it be by surface type, by channel, both residential and commercial, both a backwards historic look and a forward forecast, this is the report that you need to get hold of, right?
Absolutely. And quite frankly, this report is a partnership between Floor Focus Magazine and Market Insights. We couldn't do it without you guys. We feel like we're bigger than the sum of our parts.
It does help us to have an economist that gives us your perspective, and then we have all our editorial staff that helps do some of this research. So that's where a lot of the data comes from. Plus, you invest heavily in some of these economic studies that helps you kind of get a handle. I guess the beginning of putting a book together like that is you've got to set up a premise on what's going to happen in the economy. Tell us what your views are on that.
Well, first of all, we purchase an economic forecast from Global Insight. And I'm an economist, but I don't study it like they do. Yeah. I defer to people that do.
Yeah.
They're looking at a slowing of the economy slightly.
Yeah.
Going forward, I think there's a lot of factors that have changed in the economic environment in this country that needs to be factored in to some of these models. But by and large, I think we're going to continue to see growth in the next 2 years. I'm very optimistic about that.
You know, there's a lot of debate about that. Some people are saying Trump's headed over to Japan to the G20 summit, and he's going to meet with President Xi Jinping about this tariff for 90 minutes. And some people are saying is if we don't have a resolution on that, these tariffs in and of themselves might take us into a recession. What's your take on that?
I don't see that happening. We factor the existing tariffs into our forecast. I don't see that happening. Some of those increases due to the tariffs have been absorbed. The Chinese are more vulnerable than we are in this regard.
Yeah.
They rely much more on exports than the United States does. And there are alternatives in the general economy. And I'm not talking about just flooring now. We can substitute. If you notice, Vietnam imports have skyrocketed. So people are seeking alternative sources, and that'll continue to happen.
It's worth pointing out that effective this month, this is the longest recovery since the last recession in the history of the U.S., right?
That's correct, and that's partly why I have continued optimism in this going forward.
All right, so tell us a couple just to highlight, just to tease people on why they might need to take a look at this report, some things that are changing in the flooring business.
Well, we're seeing a couple things, and our research indicates that purchase cycles are extending, for instance. Consumers are keeping their floors longer, and they're doing that because essentially their floors look better longer.
Yeah.
The quality of product coming out of factories around the world are increasing, and there's less need to replace floors because they've worn out or look bad.
Especially with this shift from soft to hard. I mean, you know, the hard surface is now a much bigger piece of the business, and hard surface lasts longer, so that's a definite factor.
Absolutely. And, of course, when you're talking hard surface, you're talking LVT. But I'm also bullish on ceramic tile. I think there's a market for that product as well, and I see that holding up probably second best next to LVT.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of reasons for that. We're seeing more wall applications for ceramic tile. Same product on the floor goes on the wall. We're seeing more underfloor heating systems in places like Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, places that didn't buy ceramic tile or as much ceramic tile.
Tile used to be sold in what they call the smile states. If you took the United States and you just look at the coastal region, it kind of creates a smile. And now what you're saying is that tile's being used in colder regions because of underfloor heat.
That's right. And, you know, commercially as well, it's starting to, it's continuing to expand in those applications.
What about wood?
I think wood is going to continue to take some hit. A lot of that depends on how, what kind of winter we have. If it's a wet winter, then prices are going to be up, and that's not going to help wood. So you've got an assault on wood from a number of areas. You've got it from LVT, you get it from laminate. Even ceramic has wood looks now.
I was just reading the Neocon report that we're putting in the July issue, and there was a lot of wood at Neocon. So, you know, right now, wood's not a big factor in commercial, but there's more and more people putting wood in the commercial, so maybe that'll help.
Yeah, in our survey with retailers, we found that people love wood, and they'll take a substitute when they can't afford the real thing.
All right, one more last thing. I know you look at the channels and how the consumer ends up getting the product, and there's some dynamics that are shifting there between the retailer and the supplier, isn't there?
Absolutely. We see some significant changes going on within the channel. There's a cold war going on, if you will, between the major retailers and the suppliers. We're seeing the growth, continued growth of store brands. We're seeing stores that now are directly importing to a greater extent. The thing that is really happening is the manufacturers are faced with competitors that are their key customers. And how they handle that is going to determine who wins the war for the channel.
You know, I wrote an editorial for this July issue, and it's about that topic. So it's going to be interesting to watch that and see how it shakes out.
Absolutely. And if manufacturers aren't careful, they could slip a little bit in this. I think right now the retailers are gaining a small advantage here, and if the manufacturers don't dig in a little, they're going to slip some more. And the retailers look like they're beginning to gain some power in the channels.
Okay, so if somebody's interested in picking up a U.S. Floor Report, they just need to get a hold of either Floor Focus or you, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, Santo, great to talk to you. Congratulations on pulling that book together. I know it's a major project. Again, been talking to Santo Tercivia, a principal with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.